everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, I have got such a cool story to share with you all. I'm completely geeking out, and I'm geeking out so much I'm bringing one of my beautiful friends, Jess Bubbico, along to geek out with me, because actually a lot of this happened on one of her programs, which is a crazy amazing. However, before I get into that, what I just want to share, if you are at all interested in the mastermind, you better not hesitate. We have one seat left for the US group, all right? And we have two seats left for the European and Australian group. So please do not hesitate. Today's episode is actually going to give you evidence of how deep you can go into your chart and discover some mind-blowing truths about yourself and find the lessons that you came here to learn. Because I'm going to share you some crazy-ass shit patterns today, people. So let's get into it. Jess, you're back. Yay. Welcome.
I'm back. Thank you so much for having me here today.
You are so, so welcome. Now, the fundamental reason Jess is here, there's two reasons Jess is here today, is because number one, she's an amazing manifester. And I've got to say, one of the things I've learned in the last, few months is really listening to these manifestors in my life. Like, shit, you guys are so magical. And when we respond to you, I just feel like these magical, like the people that you've introduced me to, this experience that I've had in your program, it's just mind-blowing. So thank you for being an amazing manifester.
Thank you. And thank you also, I want to say, for the manifestors out there, they may understand this. There's something really magical that happens when a manifestor just has permission to really be in their manifestor energy. And to be able to say, I'm here to be an initiating and an activating force and ignite people, right? So thank you for just even that recognition.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I love that ignite. Like, that's totally what you've done in my life. It's been amazing. Now, the second reason why Jess is here is, as you guys have heard me talk about, I've been doing Jess's intuitive program. What exactly is the title of your program, Jess?
You know, it changes every go around. It used to be it's the program formerly known as the Intuitive Development Intensive. And this go around, it's going to be called Ignite. But yes, Ignite Amazing. Is what we'll call it for today. Yeah.
Amazing. So I've been doing Jess's program and it's been mind blowing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that along the way. And if you're curious, I cannot stress enough, bloody jump on it. I think you're just about to go into recruiting again or applications again, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
The next round would be starting in June. So thank you. Thanks for the plug.
Oh, so welcome. I want other people to experience what I've experienced. This all started on one of our calls, and one of the meditations that I'm going to get Jess to just take you through this meditation, because obviously she's going to do a lot better job than me to explain it. But this story all started in response to this meditation, and we were practicing in class. It wasn't this week, it was the week before, and I had the most profound experience. So we were doing the seven planes meditation. So explain to all of my amazing listeners, please, Jess, what is the seven planes meditation?
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, I love that you had such a profound experience with it, because I think when we allow ourselves to go into a space of just pure believing and pure receiving, that miracles can truly happen. And the seven planes meditation is a meditation that helps you to move through the different planes and different dimensions of our experience. We are multidimensional beings. We are having experiences on so many different levels at the same time. When we are in a lot of the times we get really stuck in our bodies. We get stuck in our minds. We get stuck in sort of this, what we call like the third plane of existence. We get really stuck in thinking about and believing in our material world around us being the only thing that exists in the moment. So what the seven planes meditation does is it actually allows us to acknowledge not only our physical body, our physical mind, and our emotions, which if you've hurt your knee, right, you're really in that present moment going, oh man, my knee hurts and I'm scared and I'm worried and fear is coming up, right? And all of these emotions and thoughts, am I going to be able to make my way out of where I am? And is my knee going to be okay? When we come into the seven planes, we actually start to acknowledge that we're something so much more than just the physical, mental, and emotional experiences that we're having. There's information in that moment that's way deeper and way richer than just what we're experiencing in the physical, mental, and emotional. It allows us to tap into what intuitive messages are coming through. It allows us to go ancestrally, is there something that I'm holding on to here? Is there something, which I'm so excited for you to talk about this part, but is there like, is this an old ancestral pattern that's happening in this moment? You know, what's Gus saying? Like, what's on the grander scheme? I could connect in with the energy of, you know, God, universe, spirit to get what the message is there, and I can receive healing energy. So it allows us to go beyond the, again, what we see as sort of this tangible world and what we're experiencing, and welcome healing in, welcome in another perspective, and create massive shifts for ourselves.
Absolutely. Oh, and you said it so well. Like, this is the thing that I loved about this process. So number one, with the seven planes meditation, the thing that is quite cool is that although, so I had my buddy Charity was talking me through it, but this meditation, what's really powerful about it is, although as an intuitive, we connect in with the person that we're guiding, and we're going to sort of add value, if you like. There's going to be things coming up for us. But the beauty of it, I thought, for me, was the profound, you know, like you say, it's all in there in me. Like, this guides me through the process to bring up these pieces. And, well, I'm going to dive in. So what happens is we start at once we've done all the grounding and protection and all of that stuff, we go straight into, we start with the core, right? That's the first level. Mm-hmm. So what's the first level? Explain the first level.
So the first level is sort of, and I want to just preface this by saying, the seven planes are, the seven planes that are as outlined by Vianna Stiebel, and she is the creator of Theta Healing. And so the first plane, she has a book called The Seven Planes of Existence. And the first plane of existence is all about, the minerals, the core of the earth. It's the inorganic material that makes up that first plane. So we can, you know, I was thinking about this the other day as I was in the bathroom, which is where I get a lot of good insights in the bathroom. I don't know if you experienced that too, but it allows us to go into that space of relaxation. And think about, our bodies are made up of minerals, right? And we take vitamins, we take all of these things in order to help our bodies. So it allows us to even communicate on that deeper, like, cellular level with ourselves. So the first plane is inorganic material, safety, security, protection kind of energy.
Yeah. So when I got to the first plane, the guidance I got was like, get back into your body, like, be grounded, be really grounded. Oh, and I forgot to say, what the whole process is like, you set an intention. You set an intention for getting guidance, to be able to receive guidance from your guides and the different levels. We're going to talk about that. And for me specifically, what I had set, the intention I had set, and I honestly, because it was a day, I was like, I can't think of anything. Like, it was, this is the thing that I love about the universe. Like, I was like, and what I wanted to focus on is, so my youngest son, he's incredible. He's amazing. He's an active MG, as you all know. And he is very determined. He, you know, has a defined will center. He loves to say no. And understanding his human design has been really great for me in just loving and accepting him for who he is. But on that day, I was like, what I want is, I want to be not triggered by that. I want to just fully be able to let go and let him be him and let me be me, because I'm a much calmer, laid back, and I tend to say yes most of the time. And so my intention was, I want to find that balance. I want to be able to fully let go of him and not be triggered by him, and fully just be in me. So this was my guiding intention for the whole thing. So I get into the first level and it's like, get back into your body. That's the guidance I got, like, get back into your body. And then we went up to the next plane. So what's the next plane?
The second plane is where we start to connect in with nature. So we start to connect in with animals, the earth. We start to connect in with rivers, trees, like the energy of the earth plane.
Yeah. So in I go and I'm in this place and all of a sudden my son and I are running around and we're playing and the guidance I'm getting is like things that because my guides talk a lot and we're going to you'll hear this more, but my guides are now talking a lot in human design. So they're really using the chart itself to show me what I need to know. So here we are in nature, we're playing and they're sort of they're telling me like, you want to be able to get him physically active, be really playful with him. So I'm getting this feedback, like, lighten up, be playful, be physically active. And so far I'm like, these two are like, yeah, this is good, this is great. And then we get to the next plane. So do you want to explain the next one?
Yeah, I'm also very excited because we haven't talked about this yet. So I'm like very excited to hear everything that came up for you. So this is awesome. The next plane, we come into the third, what we call like the third plane. So we're working on the body level. We're working body, mind, emotions. So we can come into the physical body. And for those of you, I'm not sure if Susanna talked about this because I still need to listen to the podcast. but we have our auric body. So we have our emotional field as well as our mental body, which holds our thought processes and patterns.
Yeah. So this is where I like the sentence that just came to my mind. This is where I got the smack in the face. This is where I, and I think also for me, the material plane's huge. You know, I'm a 3-5. So there's a lot of material plane activations in me. I've got a defined will center. So the material plane really does tend to be the place where things solidify for me. Anyway, I get into the body and it's like this rush of information. Like, for goodness sake, Emma, you're looking in the wrong place. The thing that triggers me about, that triggered me about his behavior was his, let me be very clear, his resistance. And I'm like, I'm exhausted. And all of a sudden this fundamental fear comes up. And the fear is that he'll take it all. He'll take all my energy. That his energy, his behavior, his choices will take all my energy and I'll be left with nothing. And all of a sudden I'm like, wow, shit, like the big fear comes out. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. And so I start having this dance. The mind wants to get involved and I'm, you know, the ego wants to get involved. And I'm like, okay, no, I'm just going to sit down. I'm just going to roll with this. All right, cool. So there's the fear. Then the next part is that I've start to realize that it's in my resistance. Like the next message that comes in is that it's not him. Like you're afraid that he's going to take all your energy, but it's your resistance to him that's depleting all of your energy. And I was like, oh, like totally mind blown. Although it was so obvious, I was like, oh my goodness. So this fundamental fear that has been there that he is going to deplete my energy and that's why I resist his stuff. And in fact, it's my resistance to that that's depleting all my energy. And I was like, eh. Oh my God. Yep. Profound.
Cosmic 2x4.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And this, like, guys, keep this in mind because this is the pivotal part that I've just shared with you. So in this moment, I'm like, okay, this is really profound. So we go to the next level. We go to, you explain.
Fourth plane. So when we move into the fourth plane, we're working with our ancestors. This is our loved ones who have crossed over. This is where I feel like most people would deem this as like mediumship to some degree. And I love it because we have access to it. So fourth plane is ancestors, loved ones. And sometimes these are ancestors that you don't even know. Like you have never even met them, but sometimes they're the ones we miss that are closest to us. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I get into the fourth plane and here I am because you guys know me well enough to know that once I have a breakthrough, I'm like, right, what do I have to do about it? You know, like I like bang into action. So I get to the fourth plane and there's my beautiful dad. And I'm like, Dad, and I'm firing all these questions at him and he's saying nothing. And my dad is, you know, he was such an introvert. He was really quiet and grounded and still human. He was beautiful, except when he'd had too many drinks and then he was dancing on the couch and singing and a really playful human. So he was, yeah, amazing. And here I am firing all these questions at him and he's just smiling at me and he's holding my hand and he's just being his really quiet, grounded self. And I'm trying to get all this information out of it. And he's like, Emma, stop. Just stop. Just sit with this. And, you know, and in hindsight, I realize now what he was telling me is like, there's more. Just let this come in. Stop trying to jump on and take action. Just sit with this. Just be on the journey, Emma, and see what happens. So there was this beautiful experience of just letting go. Just, all right, I'll just sit and wait, as much as part of me is like, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. So then I go to the next plane.
So we go to the fifth plane, and when we talk about the fifth plane, that's all about spirit guides. And this can be also archangels, if you're somebody who's connected to archangels, as well as ascended masters, Jesus, Buddha, all those, you know, beautiful energies.
Amazing. And so I get to this plane, and I literally just, I'm sitting down, because I see it sort of like they all come in and we all sit on this big powwow couch together. It's really cool. And I'm like, okay, what do I do about it? And they're like, just calm down. You have to notice, you have to acknowledge your resistance. It's about your resistance. Pay attention to your resistance. And I was like, okay, all right. And nothing more came through. And actually they were sitting there and I could have, they were rub, someone like an angel was rubbing my shoulders, like just ground, you know. It was almost like, go back to that first plane. Remember, ground, be on the journey, be silent. You've had this profound, hold this peace. And in hindsight, at the time, I was almost like I was trying to rush through it. Like, what is it? What is it? What is it? But they keep telling me, okay, you have to, it's your resistance that you have to pay attention to. So then we go to the next plane. So what's the next
plane? Sixth plane, which is all about the universal laws. So we can see, sometimes we can see where the mechanics off or where we're creating something that, where we're unconsciously creating something as a result of our beliefs, actions, feelings, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the place where literally, and because, you know, there's a lot of universal laws that I teach, right? And the one thing that came bang, like hit me in the face, is where your focus goes, energy flows, Emma. And this profound awareness, like, wow, I have really been focusing so much on this unconscious fear that my energy is going to be depleted by his behavior, instead of realizing that all I'm focusing on is resistance. It's all I'm focusing on. So then it brought me back to that other beautiful principle is, you know, perception is projection. So I'm literally, it was unconscious to me walking around projecting my resistance onto him. And in turn, someone else, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. So I'm like, okay, far out. Right, I get it. I see it now. So then I go to the final plane. So I explain that one.
Gus, this is the space of God, universe, spirit, creator. And the thing about the seventh plane is that everything flows from the seventh plane down into the other dimensions or the other plane. So the seventh plane is creating the sixth, the fifth, the fourth. So we can really get this energy from the seventh plane that is this like universal light, universal messages, and a space that we can go to for healing.
So when I got to the seventh plane, it was like all of a sudden something like lit up, and I'm actually getting this experience, this feeling now is like, this is a biggie, like this is a big lesson for you. And my mind was kind of like, what is it? What is it? What is it? But you know, being an MG, having the 3420, I'm a huge in response person. I have to talk it out for it to make sense. So I come out of my meditation, I do a little bit of journaling, and then I start talking to Charity. Charity starts asking me questions. And I share with her this profound thing. I'm like, oh my goodness, I've just been projecting this fear that, and as I'm talking through, as I say, I've been projecting this fear that he's going to take all my energy. I literally say without realizing, like my mum. And I was like, stop it.
Yeah. I just got the chills.
Stop it. And the reason why this was even more profound is that literally about 2 weeks ago, I'd had real troubles with my mum, and exactly this fear that she would take all of my energy. She was being really quite challenging. We were trying to set her up. We were trying to do all these things to make sure she felt really safe and secure. And I was feeling really, you know, in my doing, but I was totally resisting what she needed, just the way that I resisted what my son needed. And when I saw that pattern, it blew me away, because 2 weeks ago I thought, fuck it, I'm just going to totally lean in. I'm going to give her what she needs. And to the point where all my family have gone, what did you do to Gran? because she's different. She's completely different. And I said, I'm like, well, I haven't done anything to her. I've changed. I've stopped resisting. I've let go of that fear that she's going to take too much, because I didn't know it was that until this conversation. But I've said to the kids, like, it's me. This is the perfect evidence of when you give up the resistance, what can happen. But of course, then I've taken it to the next level because I've had this massive awareness drop in, because of course I've been shown the chart, and both my, and I'm getting goosebumps now. So the energy that I resist in my mum is the 5125. The energy that I resist in my son, yeah, I see you putting the pieces together, is the 5125, and my Chiron is the 51.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I'm sweating. I got to take my blanket off because I'm like, this is good. This is good stuff.
It blew wow. my mind, you know, like for those of you out there, the 5121, like it's a very, it was once explained to me as like, it's an aura busting energy. It's this huge aura busting energy. It's the gate of shock. So I'm specifically resisting the gate of shock, but let me be super clear. What I'm actually resisting is I'm resisting it more obviously first in my mum, then in my son, but it's got nothing to do with them. It's because it's my Chiron. My Chiron is my wounded healer. This is the lesson that I have to learn from my childhood. So within this, I'm like, what the f-? This is crazy, because it brings me straight back full loop to why I fell over on my knee. Because of course I go and check the Gene Keys books after this, and the shadow of the 51 is the fear that we have no control over life, right? So it brings me back to this whole like fundamental fear that I had as a kid, that I couldn't fully step into who I am. I couldn't fully step into anything because I was afraid that I didn't have control. So here I am with this evidence of this intergenerational play, because it's, you know, it's from mum to me to Oscar, learning this lesson that's been so profound and deep within me. It's also completely connected to my knee, because the reason I fell on my knee was because I had fully stepped in. Like I had fully 100% stepped in and gone, screw it. And what did I learn from that lesson? That, you know, I can step in, because even if it goes wrong, even if the inverted commas shock happens, I can heal. I can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. How big is that? Like, I don't know if I'm being over enthusiastic, but to see all those pieces come together blew my mind.
Okay, I have so many thoughts right now. The first one is something that I'm finding very interesting in this moment, is that my son is in the 25 and I have the 2551. And yeah, so as you're saying this, I'm thinking to myself, wow, how interesting that you chose, you're learning this and you chose to learn from someone who's got the 2551 in that sort of aura busting way. And as you're speaking about the 51, it makes me think about how it pushes towards the 25, and how the 25 is that connection with spirit, where if I am shocked by something, I am, whatever that shock is bringing me closer to higher self. It's bringing me closer to spirit, and how this even idea of this meditation is like, something happened, there was shock, and now what you're learning, even just I think through class, is like, and how do I connect with spirit for these things that maybe give me a big old what the fuck moment, and you know, and they bring me closer. Like what I have noticed in like what I've heard you speak about this experience is, you're coming back, you're coming into this energetic sovereignty of fucking A, I can heal myself. I am powerful. The answers are right here. And I'm curious for you. Yeah. What resonates for you there as you think about that idea of like that 51 pushing to how your 51 is pushing you to your 25. It's pushing you closer to spirit.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and this is the thing that blew my mind as well. You know, it's that ultimate journey of from fear to love, right?
Yes.
My entire growth journey, and I know it's the same for everyone, but one of the fundamental themes that has been throughout my growth journey is the shadow. You know, like my most dominant totem animal that's been with me my entire life is the black panther. you know, it's one of the most powerful feminine energies, but she's all about the shadow. She's all about, you know, empowerment from the shadow or through the shadow, or that there's no fear in the shadow, like go in there and see. And I think that this is the thing that just blew me away. It's that, it's like the, for me, it's that ultimate lesson in, okay, I'm not going to choose fear anymore. I'm going to choose love, which is the journey of the 5120, the 5125. Like it's that journey. It's from love, from fear to love. And the ultimate thing that I'm learning is just to let go, like fully let go, trust the process, even if it doesn't look the way it's meant to look because it comes through shock, trust it. And, you know, this thing is I just go over and over and over again. Like I think about when I was diagnosed with depression, you know, that the same. That was me learning through shock who I came here to be and learn to trust and love the process and love who I am, love that my spirit actually is like I've chosen to kind of do these things in a little bit more overcoming adversity way. You know, I'm a 3-5. I have the 35. I have a lot of things that say, you know, I have the gate of the 28 that's all about finding the meaning in life
through.
Yep, exactly. So like this is a big theme for me. And to be able to go through this process and see the evidence and see how all of the pieces fit together for me, that really it really says to me that I'm getting to a place where I am getting more and more surrendered. Like I'm fully in this adventure, like I'm 100% in it. And I think one thing that I've really taken away, and I've taken so many things away from the program so far, but is starting to trust the way I do things. I was just telling you before we got on, like I did a reading the other day, and from the moment I've started doing these classes with you, I can intuitively know things about people's charts. It's like that's the language that my guides use. And then the other day they started showing me, as I said, showing me the chart. And it blew my mind because I would say, oh, do you have a defined Ajna? Mm-hmm. Do you have a defined will center? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have this? Mm-hmm. And it was just blowing my mind how once I started to build, I'm building this muscle of just total surrender, like total trusting, how all of a sudden these things are just, they just come in and these lessons are so much easier. Like I freaking healed my knee, man. Like these things are so much easier than my mind was really having me believe they were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so much goodness. I'm like sitting here in this moment. I'm like, if anybody hasn't applied for your mastermind, who's thinking about it, like, please join because like, not only do you have this amazing knowledge of human design, but like this, to me, this, I think as humans, sometimes we need seeing is believing to some degree. And I feel as though what you're stumbling upon and discovering for yourself is the fact that, I mean, you probably knew this intellectually, but the fact that this really is mechanical, like this is a part of our spiritual self, you know, like they're feeding this to you and showing you like, hey, here's where the breakdown is, much like we would look at a car manual to be like, oh, why is the transmission not working or something like that. And the level of knowledge that you bring, not only from what you've learned, maybe textbook wise and your experiences and the way that you put this into practice is such a gift for anybody who's considering doing this mastermind with you and this next level of what I don't even know what's going to happen this next mastermind for you. I feel like people are just going to be freaking out the whole time. And I'm really, really excited to see where that goes. So something that was striking me as you were speaking is I find it very interesting too, that you've called these people in, maybe called these people into your life, right? Like these two energies to teach and amplify that energy of shock and love, right? Like a fear of love. And I'm curious how this relates to your knee and like your own learnings from that.
Yeah. So the one of my childhood, my greatest childhood fear, in hindsight was being out of control, like not being able to control something. I competed in equestrian sports at a very, very high level. And I could have gone the whole way, but I always talked about this thing. Like, it's like I always had this energetic handbrake, right? And this handbrake would literally stop me from physically embodying, because I was afraid that if I hurt myself, then I couldn't control that. That something after that, someone would tell me and dictate to me what I can and can't do, that what I am and am not able to do or, you know, capable of doing. And the thing that really struck me with my knee was that as I went into the journey, like after I went down on it, all of those old patterns from childhood, they popped up instantaneously, and then they dissipated, because I literally remember this thought coming in. And I do wonder if it was just, maybe it was a guide. And I said, I'm going to choose to miraculously heal this knee. So how it all fits together is, it's like, this is a pattern I've been running my entire freaking life. And as I'm starting to heal it, so I had the knee, I've had the healing experience. And of course it's not, it's like the universe saying, we're doing good, but you need to understand that these two people, your mum and your son, they will show you when this is completely healed, because you'll no longer be triggered by their behavior. Now, obviously, the curious thing is that I'm not triggered by my mum's behavior at all anymore, and that had already started to happen. And interestingly, since this session the other day, it's like I'm not bothered at all by my son's. So, and you said it before, like one of the things I know, the human brain does need evidence, in inverted commas, like it needs evidence. So for me, it's what I call these external clues. So even to the point where, part of me wishes that I had x-rayed my knee just so I could show you, because everyone else couldn't feel what I felt. But my knees have been the thing in my life, right? Oh, and that was the other pattern. Mm. Sorry, I just remembered the other pattern, because the knee, when we talked about it, like what, the week or something before that, it was all about stubbornness. You know, I was like, I don't know what it is. Like it says that the left knee is about receiving, but it's stubborn. You're holding on to something, you know. And I was like, I can't work out what that is. Boom. It's your wounded healer, gate 55 energy, not trusting the universe. You know, this is the freaking thing that you were resisting. You were literally, I was in this place where my mind, it was like my mind just had little itsy bitsy fingers on my life, if you know what I mean. Like it was like, no one will notice that I'm still just holding on and staying in control. No one's going to notice. And it's like the universe is like, we're freaking noticing. The knee, yeah. You need to receive from the universe. You need to receive trust. You need to stop being so stubborn and think that your mind is going to keep you safe from the things you can't control, because it's not. It's your faith that's going to keep you safe. It's that your faith in yourself, in your energy, in your power, in your ability to heal yourself. It's all of these things. So for me, that was the other piece that I put together. And for those of you out there, I know you know that I love patterns. Like patterns is such a huge thing for me. But that was the other thing that blew my mind, that I couldn't work out those weeks ago when we talked about it. What's this stubbornness? I don't know what I'm letting go of, what I need to let go of, but it's the fucking resistance. It comes mm-hmm. full circle back to resisting, like fully giving over to the universe, like whatever happens, you've got me and I've got me, if that makes sense.
Totally. This is why human design is so brilliant in so many ways, because it gives us these literal mile markers to be able to say, I was having this very strange, like there are times when I've had strange fears. And when I go back to my human design chart and I look at the low expression, I'm like, of course, that's why you're having that fear. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about community and building community, and I was speaking to this fear that I have. And she goes, I really have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. And I went back to my human design chart and I was like, oh shit, that's my 1020. Like the low expression of my 1020 is showing up right there. Like my fear of having people in community, like, you know, doing a larger community or whatever. It's the 1020 showing up. And then what I love about it is it's like, and here's what you can, instead of being like, well, what should, you know, the mind, the mental layers, where did it come from? It's like, oh no, here's the actual other mechanic of what I can fold into. And it's interesting because there's no coincidence that we're having this discussion too. And that I'm on here talking about this with you today, because what I've been imagining in my mind when it comes up is I imagine the fear that comes up in my mind as gas in a gas tank. And what I imagine doing is I imagine funneling it up through this like love, I don't know what it looks like, love filter, where I'm like, no, we're just, the energy is just not moving correctly. So I like literally imagine like the 10-20 and I'm like, no, let's filter it back to love and self-empowerment and all these different things. And how, and again, how, just how powerful, like the system's so powerful. And I cannot wait to go back and listen to our first podcast together where you're like, I think I'm intuitive, but I don't really know, but I don't believe it. And I can't, I don't know how to tap in. And it's, you know, I believe in a world where the woo is no longer taboo and our weird is our greatest wisdom. And so for me, it's like, it's all here, you know, it's all here, but so often we discount or discredit the subtlety of spiritual, of energy. It's not even spiritual energy. Honestly, I'm like, it's just energy in general. Mm-hmm. And so when we can just start to create, you know, my intention with what I teach, and this is what I love so much about the experience that we're all having together, is this isn't just Bubba Ko's way of tuning into intuition and this is how you have to do it. It's here's some structures and some frameworks that are going to give you an understanding of the mechanics of how this thing works so that you can say, you know what, human design is my jam. Mm. And, you know, patterns are my jam and the mind and all of this, this is what lights me up. And how do I start to actually recognize that the universe has been feeding me this energy all along? And how do I just start to pay attention and receive it and understand it? Because, you know, you are an irreplaceable part of the puzzle, and you are here to bring that unique flair of how you do things into the world and the gifts that you're here to bring to the world that no one else can bring in the same way that you do. And as you're talking about your son and your mom and this energy, and now me with the 2551, yeah,
I
know, right?
I love it.
That aura busting, calibrating. It's my freaking son, you know, my conscious son, you know, the idea that's coming to me is like, thank you so much, son and mom, for helping me to make these changes for myself, just simply by being in each other's fields and by developing a sense of curiosity and how freaking powerful those lessons are. Just by being ourselves, which you're going to get in Emma's mastermind.
and that's it. You know, I think that, you know, I'm blown away at how obvious these things are when we learn them. You know, I had one of the real huge awarenesses that has come in for me is that being a manifesting generator, and all the MGs out there and a number of generators, I reckon, can resonate with this, and probably even manifestors, I don't know, but we live in a place, so I actually genuinely thought before I came to human design that everybody feels the way I feel. Like everybody feels this big energy and things go boom, you know, and it's like powerful I can't even explain it, but the thing that I've really realized is that this big MG energy of mine, and it might be manifestor energy, it might be generator energy, or it might just be the two put together. What it did initially was steered me away from subtle energy, because I was so used to the big impact or the big experience or the big, you know, whatever, that my mind was talking me out of the subtleties. And one of the things that I've been practicing so much, and especially on your program, is the subtle energies. And I, again, like when I started just going, oh, that tiny little thing or that tiny little image or that tiny little feeling or that tiny little, that's actually, oh, right. So pay attention to that. You know, that was the thing that was really profound for me, because, and I say this to clients all the time, like stop sitting around and waiting for the fireworks, because it's not always the fireworks. There might be fireworks sometimes, but what I've learned with the subtle energy is you have to practice that really valuing, receiving, seeing those tiny little subtle energy pieces. And that was a massive game changer for me. You know, I stopped waiting for the big boom, if you like.
Totally. It's interesting you say that. I was talking with a friend this week who does similar kind of work with intuition and energy. And he is doing work in Silicon Valley with companies like Snapchat and all this. And he said right now, like ayahuasca and plant medicines are huge in Silicon Valley. And he's like, why is that? Because people want to break out of their mind and they want to have these massive experiences where they're connected with spirit energy or subtle energy in general. And what I find so fascinating and interesting about that is exactly what you just said, which is I truly believe that in any given moment, we can connect in with subtle energy, but because we're so conditioned to look for, to be just outside of ourselves, to be thinking that sometimes we're looking for these peak experiences, like an ayahuasca journey, where we have no choice but to be completely present in that moment. And, you know, I think, I don't know if it's, I know at least I was going to say as Americans, but you're not American. So this clearly goes across different cultures. You know, a lot of the times we're looking for those peak experiences of get the thing, make the this, do the that thing. You know, everything has to feel like a massive orgasm for us to be able to see it and wake up to it. And when we actually slow down our awareness, what we start to realize is we are sitting in a soup, a cosmic soup of information on any given time, in any given moment that is going to give us the answer to what we need and we desire. And when we can slow down our awareness, we can take a deep breath. We can widen our focus. We can listen. We can intend, because intention is everything. Being able to say, oh, we're going, how are we going? I always tell people, I'm like, how do we get to the fourth plane? We intend to go to the fourth plane and then we go there, right? Like we intend to talk to dad. We intend to talk to grandma. I used to call my grandma, Grandma Ronies. We had Grandma Ronies and Grandma Pool because one was Italian and cooked macaroni and the other one had a pool. You know, I can go talk to Grandma Ronies. So it's really that exactly what you're saying of sometimes the fire in us is going so friggin' fast that if we can actually allow ourselves to say, I know I go quickly. I know that's my one of my gifts as a manifesting generator. And if I can just allow myself to be in this moment and expand and recognize that maybe there's something I can grab from the field or a lesson I can grab from the field that's going to invite me to not have to have the crazy amount of shock, right? And actually heal the thing so that if a shock does come in, I can actually work with it in a very different way than I perhaps thought I could in that moment. So we are in cosmic soup with information around us 24/7. So I love how you're highlighting this new way of even relating to your manifesting generator-ness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the power that comes along with that.
Yeah. And this is the theme, what you said. I love what you said, because it just makes me think that this is happening all the time. It's there. And this is the thing that I love about this story is it was just, this whole thing was just playing out. It's like the universe, I often imagine my team or the universe, like they're sitting there, they're playing cards or they're just taking a time out or something. And they're just waiting for me to notice that this whole pattern is just playing out. So when you notice and stop resisting, you're going to notice that there's a lesson, there's an invitation here. You know, that's especially with that channel, like there's an invitation on the table, Emma. Like if you want to step up and take it, take it. If you don't, whatever, sweet, we'll be over here playing cards. But when you're ready, we're here for you. And I think that's it, you know, like why people, we are missing what's right in front of us. And the more that we can tap in, and I think this is what I love about human design, is that we can get so specific on the stuff. When we look into our chart and we take experiences that keep turning up, and, you know, for my behavioral training, like I look at people with their belief systems or the patterns that keep showing up or the lessons that keep showing up, I love that we can find that in the chart, that there it is. And we can then go to resources and go, okay, cool, shit. Like that makes perfect sense. That's what was going on. So what we're doing is we're taking things from the unconscious to the conscious, and we can do something about it. So I love that pinpointing of human design. And also just that piece, like people, this is going on right now. What I call the external clues, they are all right in front of your nose. And the more you can get into your body and then, you know, really starting to get into your own intuition and trust it, far out, the opportunities, they're just there. It's like a massive big door opens and you're like, shit, it's just been there the whole time. I mean, I don't know if you've heard my one of my coolest manifesting experiences was when I was just playing a manifesting game with someone, and I had to find a white cat in a tree, right? And I had two others and I found them really quickly. And one was a purple hatchback, which is really rare in Australia. So I found that literally within 2 days, and a bowl of lemons or something like that, found that within an hour. And I had this thing where I was determined, or I was attached to, my mind was attached to, that I was going to see a white cat in a real tree on Instagram. I even thought it was going to be my friend Emma. Like, I even thought I knew whose account it was going to be on. And probably 7 days went and nothing. And I thought, oh, that's weird. But anyway, anywho. And we were walking out of the house with our skateboards, and Justin was in front of me, and I looked down at his skateboard, and sure enough, there is a sticker with a palm tree, and on the top of the palm tree sticker is a white cat, a rip and dip mm-hmm. cat sitting on the tree. And I've gone, white cat in a tree. So straight away I'm like, far out, that was easy. But it was actually what Justin said after that blew my mind. Like, clearly it came straight from source out of his projector mouth. He said, isn't that interesting? And it was there all along. And I was like, thank you, universe.
Yep.
Like, that's it, right? It was there all along.
It was there all along. Oh my gosh, I love that. It's interesting because as you were speaking, I was thinking about 100%. Yes. I used to play a similar manifestation game. I used to have a Facebook group called the Manifesting Mavens, and I'll never forget. They said, everybody needs to find a green balloon by like 2 PM on Friday. And I kid you not, it was like, this had been on like Wednesday and it was like Friday, and I'm driving and I'm in Denver. I'm driving down the road. I'm driving down the highway. And out of nowhere, I just hear, look up. And I look up, and there is like, you know, the movie Up?
Yep.
Like the bundle of balloons. Yep. Over the highway, high in the sky, there is a bundle of balloons just flying over the highway. I just had this what the fuck moment, because I'm like, it's literally here. And when I think about the mechanics of the human design chart, what do we do with the head and the ajna? We don't figure things out there. We ask questions. We send the pulse out to the quantum field. We feel the emotion, right? Like, oh, I'm excited to see the green balloons or the cat in the tree. And then our G center drives us in the direction of the thing. And that comes back to you're talking about the 55, right? Like the faith that it's going to show up, like the faith that it's going to be there, you know, the 25 of following spirit. If I trust spirit, I trust my higher self, I'll be taken in the direction of the thing. And that level of just faith. And again, it's so interesting. We're talking about the 25-51, because it's that surrender of the ego, right? Well, I've got to make it happen. I said I was going to see some green balloons. I said I would, right? And that might be the exact moment where I might have, I don't ever look down at my phone when I'm driving, but I may have looked down at my phone or not looked up or whatever the thing is, right? Because I need to figure it out and I know best. And it's like, what if, how many of us, I think, especially as women, we don't allow support in.
Yeah.
And we don't allow people to help us. I have to do it on my own or whatever. And I think this goes for men and women in different ways, but what if I let that support in from spirit, right? From that all-knowing source that can see past, present, and future. And when you were speaking about your knee, I was thinking you had a timeline choice there, and you jumped a timeline. And the timeline, you could have gone on the trajectory of, well, what is this going to mean for my business? Does this mean that I can't do the thing? Does this mean I can't keep traveling? And you actually use the opportunity to jump to an entirely new timeline and say, oh, wow, I'm actually going to discover something more amazing about myself and my own powers. And now that's going to have a ripple effect out into my work and the people I work with and my family and my community at large, because I'm heal or heal thyself. I'm going in and I'm doing the work for me, which is the entire purpose of the 25-51 in general.
Yeah. Oh my God, I got so much goosebumps. Like, it blows my mind. It just totally, I geek out on this so much that, like, we have these roadmaps that we can use. And, you know, the other thing, that asking for help, that is something, like, I've always asked spirit for help, but until I did this program, I wasn't properly receiving it because my mind was still attached to how that should look, you know, the white cat in a tree. Whereas now it's amazing. And I was saying, like, I had this incredible session with one of your volunteers the other day, and I just let spirit guide me. Like, I didn't, so one of the things, the one session that I had a shitty session once, and it was because I was letting my mind drive, you know, it had gone into fear. It was like, I have to work this out. Then this session with this person, it was so profound because it was like, not only did I get into the room, I'm here, I'm in the room, we're having this session, I'm in the room with all of our guides and angels and teams and stuff. And I say to this person, I'm like, wow, it's really freaking crowded in here. It feels really crowded. And he literally says, I wasn't going to mention it, but I have lots and lots of guides and angels. And I'm like, fuck, like, you're fully, like, this evidence just keeps rolling in and rolling in the more I trust it and the more I ask for help. And, you know, there was this journey that went on inside of my head, and I obviously inside of my mind, but I obviously talked this person through it, and it was so profound because I'm experiencing this thing. And there was a moment where this incredible human, I'm looking at this imagery, and this imagery is this person down on one knee, and he's got this long, what I call the plank, like this long thing on his shoulders. And on that was, it was rammers with people, right? It was just people, 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 people. And he's got his head down. And we just asked the question, like, something simple, like, what does he have to do, or how can he overcome the thing that he was focusing on, or whatever? And I'm getting goosebumps now. I could even shed a tear because my guides say, and I see this imagery, they say, just stand up. And in my mind, I see this person stand up, and all of that goes away, and all of a sudden he has his hand open, and all of those people are tiny and in the palm of his hand. And I was like, what? It was so good. It was so good to be on this journey and to experience those things. And they're all in there. We just have to learn to trust it and to receive the guidance. And, you know, the one theme that keeps coming up is we need to trust our experience. We need to trust what we hear, see, feel, know, smell, taste, because, as you said, we're the unique snowflakes. Like, we're bringing it in different ways. And I tell you, The session I had with this person, I want to write it down because it was amazing, some of the experiences. Like, the energy that he brought was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know, the reason I love this work so much, when I first started doing this work, I used to have experiences with people who crossed over, which I talked about on the first podcast that we did. And people would say, wow, you have such a gift. And wow, you know, I want to be able to talk to my mom or my dad who crossed over or whatever. And I used to just think, it used to drive me nuts when people would say that to me, because I'm like, we can all do this. Like, we can all do this. And my intention for the programs, as I teach, like I said, is to take the taboo out of the woo, because we are, when we hold space. So when we do the seven planes meditation, even it's we're holding space for people to listen to their own intuition and trust it. And I think so much of, I'm going to get emotional now. I was just at a 3-day event. I cried like 14 times. I don't usually cry, but I'm like, this is so much goodness. Is we can create the space for ourselves to listen to the subtleties and listen to the experiences. We start to find even more of that richness in life, because it's like you said, it's all right here. It's all happening for us. And so even something like the seven planes meditation, I received some feedback from the feedback forums from some of the volunteers who came on. They're like, wow, being able to actually listen to my own intuition and like hear what my intuition is saying and have a faithful guide with me to hold space. It's like having that person who can reflect and bring the intuitive information to us is amazing. And when we can start to teach people how to access it themselves on this deeper level, like we create this ripple effect through our entire society where we're believing in ourselves and in different ways. And in this event that I just did, that I was telling you about before we started, it was helping people. It's called the Thought Leadership Summit. My friend Alex Agresta runs it, and it's all about speaking your message on stage and being a thought leader. And I cannot tell you how many people I did many human design readings for almost everyone there. What do you think would be one of the channels that people who are bringing change through their voice would have?
Well, I would hope the 3420.
We have a lot of 3420s and the 1222.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yep. And as well as the 5818, which I was like, yeah, they're here to bring correction and change to the world that brings more joy into our experiences. But I was just like, you know, when we start to follow that little inner voice and we start to listen and we start to do the things that maybe don't even make sense, you know, in our experience to the logical mind, we start to follow the calling of our higher self, of our soul, of our heart, which the 2551 is, it's the heart, you know, it's the heart energy. We start to move in miraculous ways.
Yeah. And what I love what you just said, and this is probably a great note to finish up on, is that, you know, whether it's your intuition or your human design, this is all about becoming your own guru. This is all about learning to be the one that guides yourself, being the one that's courageous enough. Like one of the things that this whole experience has given me is that I genuinely believe this 51 being in my Chiron, like this is one of the hugest life lessons I've been on the planet to learn. And I've learned it completely unconsciously. I've gone down that path, but I'm now at a point where I'm conscious of it, and it gives me the opportunity to really dive into it and be like, where are the diamonds and how can I lead from here? And, you know, what are the lessons? And it gives us so much. And I just hear the good old 3420 in me right now, that self-empowerment, that we are moving to a time where the external guru isn't going to exist, that we have to learn to trust ourselves. And that journey's got to begin with loving and trusting ourselves no matter what. You know, I always talk about self-love is the good, the bad, and the ugly. You love yourself through everything. And when we can do that, these tools like human design and intuition, they guide us there. And the more we lean into them, the more we are in this place where we're healing the separation within inside us, and therefore we're healing the separation on the planet. And this is the thing for me that matters so much. You know, I genuinely just want everyone to get along. And by learning to love, trust, and accept ourselves and honor our gifts, that's the way we're going to heal the whole planet.
Freaking amazing. 100%. I love this. Thank you for sharing your experience, because I hope that this inspires people to really come back into their own divine and knowing themselves and trusting themselves and listening to themselves. And what did my friend say the other day? I think it was, I'm going to screw it up, but it was something about, she said, rejection is just redirection. And I think of it as you're talking about this idea, even of like shock, of like something happening in your life that seems shocking or uncomfortable or whatever, is just an opportunity to grow in a new way and trust in a new way within yourself. So thank you for the work that you're doing. I'm so excited for your mastermind and all the people in it and just continuing to further your movement in this world. So thank you for being you and showing up and sharing. And it's freaking awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm super pumped and excited for the mastermind. And I want you to share. So how can people get on your program? Because I want people to have this experience that I've had as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Of course. So you can head over to jessbubbaco.com. And if you head to, it's jessbubbaco.com/ignite. And if you actually head over to programs, you'll see there's an application. There's an application that you can fill out. And basically what we'll do is we'll have a call and we'll be able to, I want to take you through your magic. So we'll have like a call together where I'll actually teach you how to connect in and tune in for yourself and see if working together is a good fit for you. So this is going to be expanding in a lot of ways in this next iteration, in this next round of Ignite. So for anybody who's interested, yeah, let's connect. And if you just have questions, find me on Instagram at Jess Bubbico, B-U-B-B-I-C-O. And let's chat. Let's have a chat. If it's calling to you, but there's resistance coming up or something like this, yeah, let's talk. So
I love it. Find me. Lean into the resistance, people. Lean into the resistance.
Exactly.
All right, beautiful human. Thanks again. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And yeah, I've been so excited to share this amazing breakthrough for me. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.